This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah. All right. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, trap comedy at its finest. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Taco, Titty, and Tequila Tuesdays. We still running out of titties, so if it's any ladies out there that want to come on the lounge and sit on this panel and they got a good personality or whatever, come on. So first of all, let me introduce who we're talking to this week, who's on the panel. First of all, we got Mr. Al Toomer, a fine comedian, and he's on time this week.
Finally.
So that's good. Finally. That Crenshaw bus never be on time, but you know what I'm saying? We got him here today and shit.
Today.
You know? How was your week, Al?
Excellent, Marv. I'm still breathing, man, so it's a great day.
That's good
anytime
shit.
Anytime you're still breathing.
Yeah, anytime you're still breathing is good. Yeah. They say, because if you stop breathing, you will die.
Yeah.
And then we got the ghetto Googler, of course. Mr. Farouk is in the house. What happened with your week? How was your week?
Oh, my week been pretty prosperous or whatever, man. I ain't had to slap nobody or nothing like that. I've been trying to just work on my anger, getting ready for my 40.
Anger management.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You getting
ready
for
what? It's called anger containment.
Oh, containment.
Yeah, you know.
Fuck managing it. You just gonna contain that.
Yeah, to the right person, and then I can let it out.
Because you like to slap the shit out of people, right?
Yeah.
So how do you contain that anger? Just wear gloves?
No, you just let it just hoist and just. Hornets just sitting there because certain people, it ain't really worth it. You know, they stupid, so they don't really have.
You don't want to waste your slap ability.
Know, but there's always that one asshole to come and some shit that don't have nothing to do with him. You know,
he. And then you just wait for the slaptacular moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's what happened. But
so you got a birthday coming up?
Yeah, on the 13th.
Monday,
you know, the trying to get ready. You know, you gonna be in attendance as well at the Playboy Jazz.
Oh yeah, just the festival is this weekend, and yeah. We gonna have a rip roaring time. Now we have a new member coming to the lounge tonight. This is the new Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Not like the old Diddy. No Puff, no Puff Daddy, nothing. Just this is the new Diddy. And he's a producer of music and other things, photography and whatever. How was your week?
Oh, man, you know, I can't complain, man. You know, every day 6 feet up is a good day. Like my, you know, my Uncle Clarence used to tell me.
Say, your Uncle Clarence?
My Uncle Clarence, man, he rest in peace. You know what I mean? He resting in peace right now. He's chilling up there with Marvin and them. You know what
so
I mean?
So what do you really do as a producer?
Well, let me just.
Do you have any groups?
Well, I don't have groups. I have solo artists.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I have a couple of artists in Atlanta. You know, I got one goes by the name of Kwame Sage. You know what I'm saying? We represent the Phoenix League.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They call me Papa Elder because I'm the oldest of the group.
Oh, so do you actually do any kind of music or songs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Actually, you know, I do.
You got bars?
I got bars. I got a little Diddy bop. You know what I mean? Like, I don't consider myself a rapper. I'm more of a manager. You know what I mean? Like, I want to elevate my artists. You know what I mean? And teach them.
I don't want to interrupt y'all, but Al's over here breathing in this goddamn mic like Darth Vader.
I mean, he sounded.
Oh, that was him?
Bronchial issues over there.
That's Darth Vader.
I thought Darth Vader was in this motherfucker.
Look, I sit up here and automatically, I held my breath to find out who it was. I thought,
you gotta back up. No, that was him.
I wouldn't even breathe on her.
I am your father.
I thought that was what it was.
Yeah,
it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so we got the new Diddy here. He got groups in Atlanta and shit like that. And
I actually got one here, you know what I'm saying, in Los Angeles. She's currently right now in Atlanta.
We got an artist that came on the lounge named Hot Shiggity. You might want to sign this motherfucker. He's
Hot
pretty
Shiggity.
Good. Hot Shiggity Baby.
Hot Shiggity Baby.
It's all one word. Hot Shiggity Baby. It's one word. This nigga is hot to death. He's the shit.
Is that an acronym for baby shit?
No, that's just his name. I mean, Hot Shiggity.
You said Hot Shiggity Baby, though.
Yeah, Hot Shiggity Baby. Not hot baby shit.
But you just said acronym, so you said backwards. So hot shiggity baby?
It might be. We might have him on the show, and we're going to see what's happening. But we got a lot of shit going on. That's and like Farouk said, We're going to the Playboy Jazz Festival this Sunday.
I'll be there with you personally.
They got Gregory Porter, Layla Hathaway, right. Common.
Big ups to Common.
And some more, you know, real smashing groups.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck who's there.
The comedian?
I really don't give a fuck who's going to be there.
Samora,
we just go
the comedian?
Ahead.
That's what you're talking about? You said Samora.
Nah,
I said some more.
Some more
artists.
Oh, see, one thing about black folks, we have a tendency of talking too fast. We kind of put our words together.
And sometimes we have a tendency of not listening and shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, because I talk very slow. So you just either got a lot of fucking earwax in your ear, or you don't give a fuck about what I'm saying. You care about your response.
Maybe I should lift up this ear so I can go ahead. Let's shine some light on the situation, because currently we have some jokes being spread around the room.
All right, so check it out. Let's get right.
You know, it's nothing. We can,
let's get right to the meat. So we had some crazy things happening in the world today, and it's crazy. Portis, do we have that footage of Bill Maher saying the N-word?
Oh wow!
Do we? We have. Oh, we gotta. But I was talking about. I don't know. Did you hear about that when Bill?
Yeah,
Bill
Maher, I heard about it.
Did you hear about
was
it
recently?
Yeah, it was
I didn't hear about that.
Well, it was recently. Bill Maher was doing an interview on the show.
Okay.
And somebody made a reference to him coming in the fields and doing some work, right. And he was like, "Oh no, the fields. I'm more like a house nigger."
And what's that? What the fuck is wrong with that?
Now I'm just saying that's what he said.
I know.
So,
yo, he used the ER.
I'm trying to find out why.
Did he say house nigger or house nigger?
He said house nigger.
It doesn't matter which way you say it, man. Nigga is just a mispronunciation of nigger, you know, and a lot of us get offended by the word when white people use it. We use it all day, but they invented the word, right. You know. But I agree with Al, man.
I wasn't offended by it at all.
It was funny. It was funny to me.
When people in the public forum, especially, man, when it's a more liberal setting as far as comedy or free radio or what we do, people should be allowed to what we say. He didn't say it in a racial or
tasteful context. In a comical way.
I was actually, when
he
I heard
himself
it,
a nigga.
It was funny to me, too. Yeah. You know? I understood where he was coming from.
Right. Not only was it funny to me, but I felt a little flattered.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
wait, man, he called himself
a nigga.
I'm a house
nigga. Like, oh, he's like, I'm one of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You know Bill Maher. A lot of people don't know. They just see a white man. We know Bill. Bill Maher been dating fucking black bitches for 20 years, man.
Listen. Yeah, that's why his hair kind of wavy. Let's see that footage and see what it looked like. And you guys call in at 323-293-3375 and tell us what you think about it. Roll that beautiful nigger footage.
But I still don't fully understand what makes it acceptable for blacks.
Now, I got this job.
It's frowned upon. Yeah, we don't do that quite as much.
Be a kid thing.
It's not anymore?
Not out here. Okay. No, adults dress up for Halloween. They don't do that in Nebraska?
It's frowned upon. Yeah, we don't do that quite as much. But
wow. I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's a joke.
I didn't find that offensive at all. I mean, I think black people, we need to stop being so racially sensitive, especially with the N-word, because think about it. The nigga N-word, N-I-G-G-A, is trendy. Everybody say it. White people say it. Black people say it. Mexican,
you don't get offended when other races call you a nigga?
No, I don't. I used to.
I used to. I'm from the South, man. In my setting, not one-on-one, no white man has ever called me nigga face-to-face.
In your presence at all?
At all.
I've had that situation happen to me maybe a couple weeks ago.
Where was you at?
As you know, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I was just chilling, you know, at the, should I put the name of the bar out there?
I don't know, but what they say, nigga put that shit down, quit stealing out my house?
No. I was chilling with this white dude, man, you know, he was one of them old Southern guys.
But he said, quit looking at my girl, nigga.
No. He was just he didn't call me a nigga, but we was watching the Boston game versus the Lakers or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was saying, them niggas know how to play the basketball.
Did you feel a little funny?
Nah. I said, yeah, and we dunking on you white boys. Nuts in mouth.
Now that's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, what I find so weird about it is, like I said, I find it kind of flattering and stuff, because if you look at it, a lot of white people, they really trying to be black. You know what I'm saying? And then and a lot of black people seem like they trying to be white. Have you noticed that shit?
Well, they are, man.
I don't know if
I'm just tired of niggas fighting for acceptance, man.
Right.
Yeah, plus I know for a fact that most of us who call ourselves black, which the definition don't define the race or group of people, okay? I mean, you a low budget for a mother white man, because factual is You have no language of your own. Your surname is a European name.
Right.
You know, your holidays, your religion, everything that you do came to you from him, you know. So my thing is, when people say you acting white, what is acting black like? Acting black is sagging or twerking or, you know, self-hating your own people. What is acting black? So to me, I think that we need to draw a clear line on who we are in order to give a better definition to the world, because right now anybody can treat us to say anything about us because we do it to ourselves. So,
well, that's the interesting thing about it, Farouk. That's what I found, is that I just seen a lot of black people are trying to emulate the white man. You know,
you got these integrate. What do you expect?
But I'm saying, you got these sisters. They want straight hair. They want what?
Uh-oh.
They want just they want lighten their skin.
Begging to integrate into somebody else's sister.
Yeah, fashion is fashion, but I'm just talking about the whole mentality. You know what I'm saying? When you look at yourself as far as a skin color, you're looking at yourself exactly as a white man is. And I mean, what I'm mean by that is Africans, for instance, they don't call themselves black. They call themselves by their tribal name or either the nation by which, you know, they represent. You know, they don't, black means nothing to them. So what I'm saying is, when you just solely get stuck on a skin color, that's nothing. Outside of that, what is the essence of your culture?
Right.
Do you have any type of heritage? And most of us don't.
We don't have it.
You know, because it's been erased. If you don't have knowledge of yourself, then you're nothing. You know, you whatever somebody who rules you define you to be.
And I don't
that's
see
what
how
I hate about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't see too many people taking
our role in society is, man, we're a bunch of bitches.
Well,
man,
yeah, because they're not taking their time to study and find out.
Man, listen, now I'm hearing a lot of stuff of what you guys are saying. Some of it is true, and some of it.
But what part you don't agree with?
A lot of it.
Like what?
Like, for example, my man over there, you know, he's basically saying black folks have a self defeatist attitude, and we're all not like that. Some of
I
us
said
are,
we're talking a bunch of bitches. Before you check
right.
me on anything, let
be
me
specific.
Finish my statement.
Yeah. I see, he said a bunch of bitches. I said self defeatist. Self defeatist, motherfucker.
Anytime your people can't do nothing, police keep shooting your goddamn fucking brothers and sisters down, and you can't do shit
right.
but march and ask them to stop,
and
then we
don't stop.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Because we don't have the power. We kill each other.
But they do a lot of crime.
We have the power.
I think where Al is coming from is this, okay, as single groups of people.
Right.
You don't see Jewish young men getting shot in the streets. You don't see Jewish young women on welfare. So what he's speaking at in a broader... Hold on, Chris.
What was his name?
What he's speaking in a broader sense is this, okay? Jews own their community. They fund their schools. They are invested into their children's education. Okay, us, most of us, okay, in our community, right? Mm-hmm. Not all, like you said, not all of us.
Yeah,
are
this
like
applies
that.
To those individuals.
But most of us in the community subscribe to public assistance or public school, you know. Like, for instance, a Jewish argument with his wife ain't to whether Timmy or Yakima, whatever they call him, is going to go to college. They already know he's Yakima's going to college. So their argument might be what college he's going through. In a black community, the argument is he going to go to college at all?
Period.
So the frame of reference is, when you're not in control of your finances or the community or the educational system in your community, there's nothing you can do. You have a lot of fatherless households.
Right.
When a lot of younger brothers speak, they speak out of mere emotions. They don't have certain experience that a lot of people have.
Right.
You see
not,
what I'm saying?
Farouk, because they're not speaking. They're not speaking from an intellectual standpoint, they just regurgitating what they had heard in their house. If you, like I say a lot of times, you follow a dumb motherfucking kid home, 9 times 10, a dumb motherfucker gonna answer the door. Now, we're gonna be right back. We're going to a commercial. If you guys wanna chime in at 323-293-3375 right here at the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We'll be right back.
The new Diddy.
All right. And we're back. Now, for those of you guys who just tuned in, what we're talking about is how it seems that, you know, black people are starting to act white and white people want to act black, and how we're dealing with that as a people and everything with our special guest, Mr. The New Diddy and comedian Al Toomer and the ghetto Googler Farouk. Now, we was also talking about the paradigm of education versus culture, how you cannot really embrace a culture if you're not educated on what your culture is. Now, Chris was a little, the new Diddy was a little bad because he got offended by Al calling certain niggas bitches. Now, if you're a bitch ass nigga, you know who you are because you do bitch ass nigga shit.
I call our team bitches, man.
You say you call who?
The team.
The team.
African Americans, this team.
Oh, this team.
We ain't got no championship. We ain't got no nothing. And we cannot defend ourselves.
When you say this team, do you mean this team?
I'm talking about us as everybody? African Americans.
Okay. We still ain't made it to the playoffs.
He talk about as a whole, not individual.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
Well, I like the way you put that. This is another point that I'm trying to make, and I'm going to leave the topic alone. It's just very funny to me how, like in the comedy world, we got a lot of talented brothers and sisters out here who are black comedians.
Right.
They get on stage, like Marv say, they emulate white people, act like them. They make jokes about white people in front of a white audience, and it's cool. Everybody laughs because they know it's humorous jokes. Now, as soon as you get up there, a talented white boy, you know, or white comedian that emulates and act like blacks or tell jokes about black people, now everybody gets offended and want to call him a racist.
Right.
I don't understand that. Comedy is comedy. Same shit. If you can dish it out, you can take it. You know, now, the thing is, the word racist is being misused at all, okay? We could be prejudiced if I don't like you
the thing
by
right,
the color
right
you
there.
Are.
What do you
but
mean?
See,
what do you mean, Al?
Prejudice, that's the word.
Yeah, it's the word,
racism
not racist.
Is nothing but a game,
man. Defining the word racist.
Oh, let me see what he talk about.
Racism is nothing but a game. It's a game for wealth. Mm-hmm. If you listen to Claude Anderson, he'll explain that shit to you. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity. It's a race to wealth.
Expounding upon what Al said, defining it. No black person in America can ever be a racist for the simple fact no black person
you have the power.
No black person dictate white people going to a poor school. No black people dictate drugs going into a white area.
Uh-huh.
No black people have the funds to dictate the economical income or outcome of blacks. So in order to be defined as a racist, you have to be in a position of
power
and have money to manipulate and expunge your will on a race that you don't like.
Yeah,
and that's cool.
And we can't do that.
I always thought I never considered myself a racist at all because I don't really like driving.
Prejudice, man.
I'm just saying when it comes to races, I never considered myself one because I don't even drive fast cars. But what I'm saying is you guys have different opinions, and like you were saying, prejudice, and then you got conservatives, and then you got people that's pro black or
prejudice is being shit that you offended by.
Yeah,
I can't really be mad about a white motherfucker. Let's just say you had a restaurant.
I'm prejudiced
and we
to your head right now because it's ugly. I'm prejudiced to that.
Okay, well, you can do that.
And the key word of prejudice is to prejudge. Yeah.
So you're prejudging this man's cranial structure?
The size and the ratio of his fucking dome.
As we were saying, like, imagine you got damn, you got a restaurant.
Imagine your top level,
you
your bottom level was even.
Some motherfucker walked in with some goddamn Ku Klux Klan goddamn fucking outfits on in your goddamn restaurant. Would you serve those motherfuckers to tell them to leave?
If he had a credit card, I'm serving it.
A two-piece and a biscuit,
to say,
and I don't mean chicken.
We judge white people as far as, I mean, first of all, if motherfucker don't want me at his goddamn restaurant,
listen,
nigga, I'm going to
go. Because he might spit
my
food. Thank
you can wipe your ass on anything. I'm not
stop touching the mic, Chris.
So, Chris, you said
don't want to be served.
Listen, man.
You get along very well with white people?
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Racism has been existing before we even been here, man. It's going to stay here, man.
Before we been here.
Listen, it was racism going on when Christ was walking. It was racism and prejudice towards him. Come on now.
What the
trial
fuck
convicted
is you
and hung. You feel me? He was trial convicted and hung for something he didn't even do. You feel what I'm saying? They was prejudiced towards him. That's what I'm talking about. You were talking
he
about
must
prejudice.
He must be
racism,
talking about
right?
Jamal Christ, the one that got hung.
Oh, this guy right here. Listen, man.
What are you talking about? It actually had that, but it still goes back to what I say.
Racism is synonymous to white supremacy.
Talking over me. He not going to let me get my
And at one point in time, there was no such thing as white supremacy because white people didn't exist until 6,000 years ago. Well, I'm the ghetto Googler. I display the facts.
Father Farouk.
6,000 years ago, no white people existed.
The ancient,
everybody on this planet at that time was of one hue of skin. Racism is synonymous to white supremacy.
I respect Farouk.
Shit, Farouk, no, that's why we call him the ghetto Googler. We got people calling in, and there ain't nobody been able to stop the Googler yet.
Hey, listen, man.
Yeah, not one motherfucker.
All I know is folks need to do their Googles and follow your boy, the new Diddy, on IG. That's T-H-A-N-E-W, Diddy.
Where you find him at, Al?
I don't know, man.
Follow your boy, man. And also my other IG, man, your favorite lookalike. That's U-R-F-A-V-L-O-O-K.
What kind of drugs is this nigga on? He on his own radio show.
Listen, check this out. No, I'm on radio show, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, what I'm about is, man, with y'all viewers, you know what I'm saying, you guys haven't really had a taste of what I'm about.
What are you about?
But I promote the community, you know what I'm saying? I promote good people. I promote positivity. I even promote this asshole you see right here next to me, you know what I mean? Let me tell you a little something about this asshole sitting next to me. I love this man. I mean, he started my goatee, for crying out loud. I had a 12 o'clock
shadow. Then what happened?
I got a midnight, you dig? Listen, bottom line, at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying, he inspired me, man, you know what I mean? So, you know, so I'm glad.
So what is the any of the music from any of your groups coming out?
Well, I got a single right now. We can play. You want to play it right now?
Did you put it up already?
No, nope. I haven't put it up yet, but I got it right now. We can go ahead and hook that up.
No, that'll be too late. We're gonna wait till we come back from the next break so we can set that up.
Okay.
Now,
can I just give him a pre-little? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do that. But first of all, stop pressing your goddamn hands on the table.
It's a musician.
I know,
thing,
but we hear it through the mic,
I'm a
man.
DJ. I'll be like,
okay, well, pretend like you do it. Pretend like you do it.
All right, listen. Bottom line, at the end of the day, it's your boy, the new Diddy. And like I said, I promote people. I'm also a photographer. Listen, and I don't need top model photographers. You know, shout out to Tyra Banks, you know what I mean? But I need...
What kind of camera do you use when you do your photography?
Well, I use a Canon. Right now, I'm using the iPhone 7.
Yeah, what kind? You got the zoom lens, or...?
I got the zoom lens, I got the 1,000 megapixels, and I got the, you shut the fuck up and let me explain what I'm talking about. Anyway, as I was really interrupted by this young gentleman here.
Now, where can we find some of your photographs?
Well, you can go ahead and, you know, you can follow, you can see it on the new Diddy, you feel me? T-H-A-N-E-W-D-I-D-D-Y, like P. Diddy. And trust me, I'm the only one. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
So a lot of your photographs is on that IG?
My lot of photographs on that IG.
So are you photographing fruit or women or just
I'm photographing beauty.
Headshots?
I find creative. Creativity and everything. It could be a bicycle that's linked over with a flat tire.
Pull some of your shit up now, nigga.
Let me see. And I'm a photography that. Huh?
Pull some of it up.
He gonna pull it out of his pocket. What you juice some shit?
I'm advertising, man.
I'm about that shit from my screensaver to the IG, homie. Creativity. That's all I spend.
And he said a screensaver. You need a lifesaver.
He motherfucker.
Nigga, you need a heart saver.
But anyway, like we said, we got a lot of things going on this week, man. And by the way, did I tell you Farouk is my birthday this month too?
Hey, yeah, my birthday in July, man. 7/7, baby. 7/7, baby. See it say lucky 7 for
this nigga got a henna tattoo. You see this shit?
Man, that's the style.
I do different things, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one I just freaked for one of my.
Oh, everybody, look at this. This stuff is photography.
Well, you can't see it on the phone.
On his phone.
This nigga.
You see that shit? That's a fucking app.
That's called phone-tography, not photography.
What I call my artwork is urban art.
Like, goddamn photography.
At the end of the day, I'm going to have a gallery in the Murray Park. It's called Crenshaw. It's representing the people of Crenshaw, the black women.
This motherfucker got no photograph?
Photo editor.
You feel me?
I also, photography.
You know what this?
Quit beating on the fucking table.
Listen, Old Man Rivers and the ancient one, Mad Mar.
You should have told him you got a movie
comedian,
coming out.
So he say he is, but the nigga ain't told a good joke.
If you don't quit touching that goddamn mic.
I don't have no joke, but I want to tell you this, Chris. Yeah. Before you start criticizing.
Wait. Don't be putting my government name out there, man. I don't want folks.
Oh, you got to call him the new Diddy.
That ain't
bro.
Your last
name. The new Diddy is what my name is,
look,
bro.
New Shitty.
The new Diddy.
Before you, okay, new Shitty. Before you disrespect anybody on this damn panel, why don't you take that comic book print hat off of your fucking head? The shit is ugly.
Let's check this out. Don't hate on my LL Cool J.
I thought he was a painter.
As you can see, I must have licked my lips like 20 times since I've been up here, ladies. You already know.
What the fuck?
It ain't number men on this panel. And he's licking his lips.
He
might be the new
right
Diddy.
And the ladies just came.
And y'all know what Diddy about, right?
You understand me?
Y'all take know that, what Diddy about. He might be the new Diddy licking his lips.
Hold on. I ain't got no hair. Let me take my head off real quick so y'all can really see what I look like. You understand me? Listen.
Hold on.
I'm Wale. I'm Kanye.
Wait a minute. They can't hear what the fuck you saying.
Now go.
Is that Robbie Perone, boy?
He do look like Robbie.
Listen, man, I'm Diddy, man. I ain't P. Diddy, the real P.
That nigga head long as Crenshaw, like. You see it?
I'm Kanye West. Shout out to Kanye West, you feel me?
He said he Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye.
Wale, shout out to Wale. Hey, when I had dreads, man, they were saying I look like you,
what
bro.
The fuck?
So, yo, man, you need to holler at me, man. Maybe we can do
something. He's Kanye West side.
where you get your dope from, man?
Man, I swear, man, I'm about to do a freestyle on these three idiots that are sitting up
well,
here on this panel. But
it,
I love
man.
Them, though. I love
hold
them.
Hold on, hold on.
I love these two.
Chris,
bald headed one at the end is looking like.
Fuck you, Kunta.
Kunta. Nigga, if I'm Kunta, you his daddy.
I'm with shit, nigga. No, hey,
you like a black shit term.
Hold up, what is that?
This wife beater this nigga got on.
A wife beater? Yeah, nigga, I just beat your wife beater you last night, nigga.
That's a Dykes wife beater.
What did she say? They say work hard, play hard.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. That's what his wife said last night.
Listen to these weak ass lyrics you got, man.
Man, listen, man.
So y'all lyrics, you ready? You ready to spit? Do you need a beat?
And you better be good, nigga.
Are we going to do it?
We got a beat for you. Listen to the beat. Play that beat. Drop that beat. Drop that beat. Drop that beat for the new Diddy.
You can drop that beat that we do for the intro shit. So you can use that for the next little thing.
You ain't fucking my shit up.
I ain't bullshit, nigga. You consider being Mick.
You got something for important?
Like I said, folks, I ain't a rapper, but I got
something. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hold up. You got to feel it. You ready? Oh, yeah.
Don't look at my LL on, man. This man fucking on my swag.
Hey, shit. You better be good.
Man, listen, man, I do a little something, man.
That's what I'm saying.
If I could beat you rapping, you need to stop your career.
Oh, is this that?
You better concentrate.
But they bro, though. No,
nah, it's about that. It's about your freestyle.
I'm waiting to tell you you a piece of shit. You better convince me.
I'm about to get on his head. I'm about to.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
Just we just want the bars, not in mode.
Hey, okay. Yo, it's the boy, New Diddy. Holla at me. Here we go. Pete. They say, but they broke ho. And if I got a shot, it's no go. His bald headed is chocolate, it's no flow. His baby mama knocking at my door. 7 o'clock, got her legs spread it wide. Tongue dicking and it's going straight inside. This nigga looking at me like he got something to say, but he ain't got shit to say because his ass is
for the first verse.
Get it, bro.
Get black curse. I'm about to get ill, so forgive me if I curse. I work in graveyard on the mic, slaving real hard. Stepping my path. You get scarred.
Get him, Googler.
Rough and rugged like gold nuggets. Pass me the mic. I'ma tug and plug it into the socket. On his grave, I'ma drop it. But right about now, I'ma call rocket. You can't outrhyme me. Blind me, you find me. What? I treat you like a god, son, so just mind me. And if you see another day, then you know you's a lucky man. I'm smoking motherfuckers like you because I can. Write a song with a pen and begin to end all the bullshit you hear from MCs who try to set trends.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, hold on.
That's a little freestyle.
Oh, I got something from the ghetto.
Like hold on. What's the hook again?
You clown.
You clown. What?
Now, America, you pick who won that rap contest.
Hold on.
I know I
won. I didn't know we was having a contest.
He sucked.
Hold on.
We having a contest?
Hold on.
No, I thought we were just freestyling.
Ain't no contest.
We having a contest. You can
run
that back and I can really
it.
Ain't no contest.
Really? The contest
is over. I was just to go off or you started rapping.
I couldn't hear because old man Withers and the ancient one was sitting there running off at the gypper.
Dissing me. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Because you've been running your mouth at the gypper.
That nigga was like, yeah, okay, though.
That bottom lip, that top lip still ain't equal with your bottom. I don't even understand how you pronounce a word.
Hold up. He wanted to be the only black motherfucker on there.
Oh, you think
wait a minute. Is Albie Shores?
You think this is some chocolate hatred?
Well, wait a minute. No. I know the waffle cup Negro is not talking.
We're the same, man.
Yeah, but that's a good. That was kind of good though.
That was just playing around, bro. That was just.
Now we see jokes, Diddy. Diddy.
What's up?
Now we
I wanna
see
play a single though.
Well, hold on, Diddy. You proved your point that we see why you are more of the producer side.
The new shitty.
Yeah, than the actual artist.
He's a hater.
No, we just said.
I had his girlfriend last night. That's what I called
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, boys. Can I get some more headsets? Fell apart.
Yeah. Oh, you done broke the shit. Oh, goddamn
it. He broke it.
The circumference of his head broke it. I told you.
Anyway. So
I fixed my slitting back on.
So, Diddy, you have proved your point.
The new Diddy.
The new Diddy.
You can't just say Diddy.
The new Diddy.
The new Diddy.
He's a hater, bro.
How can we hate you and you ain't good?
He a hater because I'm chocolate. He light skinned.
No.
The melanin in my skin is forever flowing.
I love dark skinned women. All my baby mamas are dark skinned.
He's mad because he burnt orange. He look like a Chico stick. That's
hold on. Hold on now.
Go ahead.
Hold on. What we want to do is see, we want to take the emotional level.
Yeah.
Down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't want people
and
to
why are you talking about that? Ask him, do we know who his daddy is?
Hello. Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to concentrate on the subjects at hand. We don't want right, to get all, as we say, we don't want to get all butt hurt up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, like back in the real world, man. What about the grandmama that flipped up and tripped on her daughter and grandkids?
Now, she was black.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This woman, I don't know if you guys heard, it was a black woman.
Okay.
Straight hair. She was looking like one of the Partridge family. Yeah, she was trying to look like one of the Partridge family.
Okay.
And she stabbed the grandkids. And then didn't they find her huddled up somewhere in the cave?
She was sleeping in her car.
Why she stabbed
they found her the next day.
She probably stabbed them because they wouldn't shut the fuck up. You know when
drunk or Diet Pepper.
You know you tell a kid. Hey,
took, I know why.
Don't touch my shit no more.
They like, shut the fuck up.
They stole her milk of magnesia and put organic milk in that motherfucker.
But they say she was schizophrenia. You know she was having.
The burden lies on the motherfucker who let her watch her. You can't let no crazy motherfucker watch a kid.
So it wasn't her. It was the her inside of her who committed the crime.
Tell that to the judge.
I mean, you can
it was that. But could you please stop banging on the motherfucking table for the fifth time, young man?
I don't know my own strength. My bad, family.
Your own strength.
Hulk getting mad. No, you can do that with a pinky on the table and then do it. That's why we're not banging
this
on the table.
This high fidelity shit.
I apologize for the banging.
What year was you born, son?
I'm still remember I was banging a head.
Hey, ask you a question.
Night. I'm sorry, what did you say? Old man Withers. I'm sorry?
What year were you born?
The year in which you lost your front teeth. No, I was born in 83, man. I'm an 80s baby, man.
Test tube.
Test tube. Your mama.
We talked about it earlier a couple of weeks, but there's no reference on what
happened to
kids grow up in chest.
Right, this is what
you know, it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why they so like, fucked up and disrespectful, huh?
You look like my shit from this morning.
I mean, we was breastfed. They got Similac and all that other type of shit.
I was breastfed. I was breastfed, player. I was right on a D-cup titty.
Now, what?
Swinging
what?
On that.
Now, you did. What happened? We got a caller.
We got
the video of the lady. Play this video. Now this video is an interesting video. This is about another crazy motherfucker that went ape shit.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what is this video about? Just tell me, Portis, because you know Portis be in the back doing her own thing sometime. What's this video about?
The video has gone viral. It's these three black kids in Philly that punch.
A mentally ill
guy.
Oh, okay.
But the update is that they've been found, but I was queuing up the video.
Oh, yeah, queue up. Roll that beautiful retarded footage.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Yeah, okay, now she gotta find I hope she ain't retarded.
Portis, you know I appreciate the hard work.
'80s is the real deal,
look,
bro.
Listen,
we seen everything. We had all the real events. We had the Rodney Kings.
They was crack babies in the '80s.
We got it.
Also,
and Sherman,
crack babies.
We got it. Let's see what this. That nigga look retarded.
You was born in the country. Look, don't feed him.
Take his head off. That's the nigga right there.
Hey, don't feed him.
I thought it was you that was dope feeding.
That nigga look like Charlie Wilson. Look at him.
Like, you hit me. Get out my face.
That nigga,
leave me alone.
Chris, they hit that nigga. He was like, shut it up, baby. He ain't heater.
That nigga, that nigga right hook is trending worldwide right
why
now.
Why they take off on Charlie Wilson like that?
That nigga said,
why the fuck did they
my name is Charles.
They hit him right.
That was fucked
up. Did you see that? They hit him right in the Gap band. You see that shit?
That was fucked up.
No, I'm saying no. Hold up.
But that see, what I don't understand is this little small ass is weak. He didn't even knock him out.
Hell no, he didn't knock him out.
That nigga was still smiling. You see, he was still smiling. He was like, this small fucking hit me. You see that shit?
Yeah.
That's look crazy. At that. Look, watch. Here you go. Look at Charlie.
He don't even see
look,
it coming.
Look, last name Wilson. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
You see that chick?
You know what? He did a low-key with Jamie. Said Jamie said, I hit him.
Oh, look at that.
Why you hit me?
Oh, they see. They look at like, look, damn, look, you look, didn't look, even knock him out.
Like, damn, you just going to let him hit you like that, bro?
Oh, all they ass is going to jail.
Yeah, they finna start running. Like, if you hit somebody like that.
You see the little one. You see the little one. He already took off. Oh, look. No, he could. Oh, what? Oh, get out of here. They look like New Edition when they first started. You seen that shit?
Yeah, fuck him. He probably is kid.
So, well, I mean, the same token, if he did that and the retarded dude wasn't that damn retarded enough to put out a 4-5 and blow their fucking brains out, then it would have been like a thing.
Yeah,
my thing is,
what did he do to them?
Nothing young people need more to occupy their time with constructively, because going around here like a bunch of savage-ass wolves doing this, especially in summertime, if this is what you planning on doing, young brothers, right, expect for more of you to end up in the damn
now,
morgue
Farouk,
before the summer's over with.
Farouk, would you been upset? Hold on, let me ask you a question. Farouk, now would you have felt bad if he would have pulled out a retarded nine and shot their ass?
I wouldn't have felt bad. They deserved it.
That's what I'm saying. Now, Poetis. Now, I know this is a story you brought to us. Did anything happen to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike?
I just read that they were identified. I'll check.
Were they apprehended?
Yes. I heard they were arrested.
Those are the things that change boys
and
men.
See, I didn't really want them to be arrested. I just wanted somebody to whoop their ass.
Right.
They should have got
arrested. Because we don't want them in the system.
That's just repeating the cycle of the same thing that's still going on.
Right, right.
And well, obviously, they wanted to be in the damn system.
Okay, they just beat up a retarded dude for
nothing.
That's sad.
I like to hear the other side of the story, man.
You can't hear it.
They incriminated themselves by filming it.
What could be the other side of the story?
Before they stole him, what did he do yesterday?
What could the retarded dude have done anyway?
I don't know.
What did he say?
Retarded dude
could have reached in one of their mama car and stole like the handicapped shit, even though the bitch really ain't handicapped. But the retarded dude felt like his mama was making a mockery out of them, so he take the raggedy bitch's handicap shit out her car.
That's just
for
not
the retarded
that because
people.
He's retarded that he totally innocent.
Yeah, they took. Yeah, well, he
so
might
you say
not
he could
be,
have been a retarded criminal.
The president is retarded.
Motherfucker,
the power they got. I don't know what this motherfucker did before they stole on him.
What do you got against retards?
Why do we keep saying retard?
Because I'm old. That's what we used to call
needs.
No, that's what when I was
special needs.
Okay, mentally challenged.
There you go. That's a little better.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
What could he be possibly done? You got something to
say? I'm just saying, man, all we saw was some goddamn young kids taking off.
You don't know what happened prior to that.
What led up to that?
He could have been, peeking through his mama window watching his mama fat ass get dressed in the bathroom or something.
He
should have
fucked his mama, and that's why he retarded.
Now, wait a minute.
Who knows? Oh, well, special needs, challenged.
You trying to tell me.
Anything like that could have
happened. He had the magic stick.
I'm trying to say he fucked and came and became retarded afterwards.
Like this LeBron James thing.
It's happened.
With somebody spray-trained nigga on his gate. Man, we are built to think that just because that was done that it was a racist or something. We don't know who
did it. It could have
been,
his son.
Another nigga who did.
Exactly. This is in Bel Air. Nigga, this is a $20 million house. Somebody
Brentwood.
Mm-hmm. And just put nigga on your gate.
Well, they don't like niggas there. They didn't
do that to OJ, though. Hell, no. He lived up there.
So you didn't tell me.
On his gate.
Okay, so the boys were arrested but released to their parents.
Because they were minors.
I would have whooped my son ass if he got released.
Yeah, minors, and charges are pending.
CJ, if you ever watch this,
hear, Al, that dude was walking around the neighborhood messing with people. Allegedly. But he just needs a handler, probably, because he's not stable enough to be walking the streets by himself.
But it's when you can walk around the street disabled without fucking with people.
I guess so.
Just walking up to somebody's little 9-year-old girl sticking your finger up her ass. That's just something you don't do.
Damn. We didn't know he did that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, y'all just assuming he innocent because he retarded.
I never said he was innocent, man. They just showed the footage of him walking. I'm going by on the tape, and they recorded it.
Al has a good idea. Look.
Well, how do you know he wasn't playing that punch-out game?
Wait a minute. That's a very good point Al had, because of the simple fact, like I said, I didn't know he was retarded until somebody told me.
He
Charlie Wilson
like
to me.
Nigga over there, take your hat back, old boy.
Let's see.
Retarded. Sorry, say mentally challenged.
Mentally challenged. Stop saying retarded, man.
He looked like the new Diddy.
Mentally
some
challenged.
Mentally challenged viewers who may be watching here, you bald son of a bitch. You say one more goddamn thing about my hat on my goddamn white beater. We going to have it out in the parking lot, me and you.
Okay, we
I'm
going to
take your
right
Sammy
here.
L. Jackson glasses.
I'm 40
your bald. You're 48 years old? You're 48 years old?
Right.
Oh, wow.
You
brother,
come
bless
me,
you.
I'm a hold on.
Wait a minute. You say you're 48.
Man, you, up in the
you look more like 84.
We want the people to hear what you say.
Well, you look more like 84.
I'm on a cane, nigga. I can fuck you up legally and get away with it.
All right, so check this out.
And I'll be 48 Tuesday, so I can legally fuck you up and get away with it, too.
You know what? This man always want to chime in on stuff that ain't got nothing to
do. Boy, you done talked yourself into two ass whoopers.
I'm going to shave his damn beard in his sleep.
They got switches and everything for your ass.
Right. Look, switches and stitching cords.
We about to come right back to the
irons. You ain't going to be nowhere around me when I'm asleep, nigga.
Black skillets.
We'll be right back to the Comedy Lounge. Call in 323-293-3375. We will be right back on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
I'm going to take this next.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And we're back. We're back from the commercial break. And you see, we are two people shy of the four pack because them niggas is just late. They outside, I think. I don't know what
Al
the fuck
might be
doing.
Whooping his ass.
Al might be trying to whoop
his
ass.
He took his hat off.
Trying to get that clown hat off his ass up. Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, so we got the finals is.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's the third game.
I thought it looked like the sweep finals.
Hey, man, the broom is most definitely out. You know, we don't know if LeBron can muster up enough energy to pull it off, but it looked like Kevin Durant will have his way to me, y'all.
Well, he made a good choice, you know what I'm saying? He came from OKC, came out here. He going to get one, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really give a fuck about Cleveland anyway. Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Nice of you guys to fucking join us.
Now, who won?
Yeah, who won the fight?
I whooped his ass, you know.
He socked me in my neck.
Did I walk back in there like I don't want
that? You know something. I'm left.
Well, you don't look wrinkled, huh?
All right.
Choke the shit out of there, man. No goddamn throwing no blows and shit. Nigga, if I get wrong, your neck is a wrap.
So look, so we talking about the finals. Who did you have for your pick, Diddy?
Oh man, you know I'm going with the number one team, Golden State, man. My boy Steph Curry over there with the whippity 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 whippity, and my boy.
What the fuck is the whippity whippity whippity?
You know it's that whippity whoop. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That flim flam.
What about
flam.
You, Al?
I don't give a fuck about either one of these niggas, man. Until the Lakers get back before them, fuck either one of them.
Yeah, I heard the fuck out of that.
That's really how I feel about the whole shenanigans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm a Lakers fan too, but I'm glad the West Coast team is.
Yeah, exactly.
In
it,
man.
Yeah, I will go with that. It's West Coast.
Well, shit, we ain't got no choice. You know?
Yeah, but with a team like a downtrodden team for like Golden State, you can't hate. You'd like to see the Clippers finally do what Golden State is doing right now. So I'm happy.
I'd like to see the Clippers move to Alaska or Hawaii.
They might have to get out of here to win something.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see LeBron cry for once. I mean, really cry in a car type. You know, like he gonna
want his mascara and hair run.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I think, in order to be a true champion, you gotta know how to lose first, man. I don't think he really knows how to lose. He should be a master at losing.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about it. He won his first championship, and by doing that, he created his team.
And that's what this team has done. That's what I'm saying. He's losing now because motherfuckers is doing what he did.
Well, I mean,
creating your
Golden State
team.
Didn't create their own team. They just added an addition, which was Kevin Durant.
I think LeBron.
That's like creating your own team.
Not really.
Would you agree to this? Do you think, and this is for the whole table, do you think LeBron James plays better when one of the teammates is screwing his mom?
Yeah, I would agree to that.
No, he leaves time.
I would agree to that. You never know what could be going on right now with LeBron James' mama.
Yeah, because he...
Is old boy still tapping his mama?
I've been trying to meet this bitch, man. I mean, I went to fuck around with Cat over in Akron, Ohio, his hometown. I was trying to find his mom. She didn't show up at the show. The same age as me. I'm trying to find his
For real?
Hey, man, speaking of that, I got a question for all y'all, man, real quick, man. Listen, man, I'm reading this book called The Womanizers, right? And I read that book because, you know, number one, back in the day, you know, my ex used to say, you're a womanizer. And I really didn't really understand the definition of what that was until I grew up and really matured. But anyway, I'm saying...
She didn't have no dictionaries and shit?
I'm saying that to say, you know what I'm saying, this remind me of this. And a question for you guys is this. In the book is a character named Mike, and he's screwing his wife and his mother-in-law. Now, question, would you fuck your mother-in-law if she had a fat ass and you can get away with
how
it?
How fat was this ass?
No fat ass.
Yeah. I mean, it was fat. It was rotund.
Well, I mean, was the nigga homeless?
Nah, nigga was homeless. His wife is like the breadwinner. She makes a lot of money, and, you know.
And the mama was broke?
And no, the mama got ass and she got money, but she don't like the daughter. So she want to fuck the husband.
Okay,
would you fuck your mother-in-law? That's the question.
What does that have to do with goddamn sports?
Well, we were talking about LeBron mama getting fucked, so I thought we'd just add an addition to that, you know, whole mama getting fucked. I mean, I'm
keep
a motherfucker
your
myself.
Book, man, and let us fill us in I'm on a the motherfucker you get myself. To the, from the so rest
did,
of the book.
What,
man.
Did you fuck? Did you fuck a mother?
I mean, I'm a motherfucker, so I mean, I
well, that's
I,
what I'm know. Saying. Are you a grandmotherfucker?
I'm a grandmotherfucker.
I fuck
too.
Grandmothers too.
Yeah, man. Definitely, I get, you know, she buy me ties and lawnmowers and.
So this really wasn't a book. This was just some shit.
This actually is a book. It's called Womanizers. It really is a book.
Oh, okay.
I bought it for $1 actually on Crenshaw. It's a woman that sells them right there off of Crenshaw.
Okay, back to the goddamn finals.
All right.
Now, what is your prediction? How is it going to go? How many games? It's going to be over Sunday.
I think it's going to go five games at the most. I'm just, you know, for the benefit of watching basketball, which I love. Uh-huh. I want to hope that Cleveland get one of them, but. Like I said, people, the broom is out.
They're going to get swept.
The broom is up against the door, and I just don't think they have no answer for
the Durant. You act like Golden State has forgot, nigga. What that, you, nigga, we down 3-1.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers, that's just like San Antonio came back and blew their ass up.
And they want vengeance.
Yeah.
You know, I think that totally LeBron James is dispersing too much energy.
He average 50.
Trying to... You know, chase Kevin Durant down. You know, I like the spot where he got shook and fell on the damn floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Durant dunk. He looking at the referee like the referee he got fouled or something. Man, get your ass up.
That's how the referee looked at him like, and get up, motherfucker. The game's still going.
I don't think he gonna go down like that, man.
But all he can do at this point is put up big numbers. Where if they lose, he probably see that. Well, nigga, I hit 60.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
he need to quit traveling. He need to quit straight arming motherfuckers like he playing football. And running in the pack with his shoulder down. You need to stop doing that bully shit and play some basketball.
Well, if you're talking about LeBron doing that, you got to think about LeBron is he's not really human, bro. He's a running back playing basketball, so that's what you're going to have to expect when you see him go through the lane. But back to my man Mo over there, and I call him Mo for motor oil. You know, he said, fuck, I don't care who win. And I kind of agree with him on that case, too. I'm glad we got a West Coast team in there, but I kind of agree with him because really think about it. In the league, you never know what's going to happen. Look what happened. The OKC. I mean, they were up and they got demolished. I mean, let's talk about football. Look at the last Super Bowl. Come on now, New England versus Atlanta, and I was in Atlanta.
Well, and we all know.
And they got Super Bowled.
We all know Tom Brady's a superhuman motherfucker.
Yeah, but to get done like that, I mean, that's kind of. You know, that never happened ever in
goddamn right, because I was already.
First time for everything.
But that should never happen. That's an anomaly.
Well,
you guys know what a anomaly is?
Yeah, that means something unexplained.
Thank you.
Maybe he did have a goddamn dictionary in the house.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very educated. See, don't let the hat and the tattoos fool you.
I thought that hat was an anomaly. You see that one?
We can't say it never happened because it just happened last year.
You sure it ain't fooling nobody?
You won't see that shit at the swap meet.
That's just as stupid as you look. Yeah, ain't fooling nobody. You just as stupid as you motherfucking look.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
until I went stupid on the pussy.
We want to thank y'all.
If that's all you can go stupid on, son.
No, I can go stupid on motor.
Gentlemen.
Like
gentlemen.
I got stupid on your head just a minute ago in the bargain lot, bro.
Pull your head.
Hold on, gentlemen. What was that, Portis? Okay, yes, that's right. She said we got a little bit more time, and we got to get this man to his fucking medicine.
I'm sorry, I told you to bring him back.
You know what? Thank you, and I appreciate that, sir. I almost got abandoned a while ago.
Yeah, that's
you know,
so the fuck was going to sit his ass home.
Mad Marv, no, you know, I have a problem with it. I have abandonment issues, you guys. So, ladies, you know,
no,
see
you
me out there, give me a hug.
We didn't know that shit. We didn't know that shit. I thought he had chapstick issues. Is that the call now, baby?
My lips stay very moisturized thanks to the pH balance of we're going to leave that alone.
You know that nigga lips
go
dry.
Go ahead.
His lips dry. He eats some pussy and give it a hysterectomy.
This
Monique goddamn shit is picking up. And you see all these sisters.
Monique.
All of them.
Hold on.
Kim Whitley, we knew them all, man.
Oh, yeah.
Going back and forth with each other. And yeah. What do you think about that?
I think she better watch her mouth because, you know, Kim a gangster.
Yeah, she is a gangster.
She will slap the shit out of her.
I saw Kim on Crenshaw.
Well, Monique pretty much had to respond. I mean, Kim was on The View. I mean, you ain't got nothing good to say about nobody. Don't say nothing at all. But
right.
Really, but that's what they get paid to do, man. Dig up dirt and talk shit about people, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
How do you feel about it? Because you was down there. You was down there with Cheryl Underwood.
Yeah, Cheryl talked about it all night because he's asking the audience, should I call this fat bitch? Should I call this fat bitch? We ain't got to just do this through social media. Maybe we should just do this as sisters. Should I call this fat bitch?
They call that bitch.
You should. But
because it been many a times we be in the comedy club, they handle that shit in the parking lot. Fuck that Facebook shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Them motherfuckers scrap in the parking lot, then we roll that weed up, smoke that shit, and get back to the work. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing changed. You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
I could tell you what Kim said. Like I met Kim over there on Crenshaw, you know what I'm saying, back over there when he was working over there at Masters with Big Kevin and Marv. I could tell you what Kim said.
What she say?
It's Mr. Fuck a Bitch Up Time. Shout out to Kim Willie, yo. You know what I mean? Hey, I still got that photo we took, baby girl.
That's the kind of nigga that'll release a sex tape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight like
that's probably
straight
what he like does.
Probably already went out there. Look.
Look on his IG for the sex tape and shit. You know?
Man, don't tell him that. Give me in trouble.
He'll put the sex tape on IG and shit.
Hey, go check the IG out. I got some stuff on
there. He'll say, look, I'm a photographer. Check this shit out. Yeah,
straight like that.
No, that's a phone photographer.
Two inches from the
right. Takes pictures with his phone.
Phone
photographer.
Yeah, you know one of them motherfuckers always coming up showing you a picture of a beautiful ass woman. Bitch, you don't know. You don't know this bitch. You just took this bitch's picture.
Is that your girl? No.
If my dick in the photo, I pretty
man,
much with her, right?
I don't want to see your dick.
Nigga, you look like my left ball sack. Nigga,
why are you even comparing me to that?
Because your head is round and bald and black, nigga. Like my balls.
That's crazy shit.
Only difference is it ain't got glasses in the mouth. Thank God.
Now listen here. Now what do you have? Man. What do you have against my man Al here? I mean, look, we welcomed you on the lounge. Mm. Now all you want to do is talk about the brother right here. That's what we got to stop as a people.
He saw another motherfucker as dark as him. He won't fuck with you white motherfuckers, but he felt like I'm another black motherfucker and I'm a nigga he could disrespect.
Nigga, you not black, well, you're oily.
Now hold up, now listen here.
Of course I am, nigga. I'm swarthy.
Let's get back to this. You consider me and Farouk white motherfuckers?
Compared to me and you, this boy here.
So who are you, Bill?
Him,
who are you, Bill Maher, the house nigga?
Nigga, I am the creator. I'm the thing that popped out of nothing.
God. That's right.
It sprung from something that's black.
Well, what's wrong with your eyesight? Preach.
Ain't shit wrong with my goddamn eyesight, Marvin.
Marvin,
what are you talking about?
Marvin,
you shut the fuck up.
That nigga did a Cosby shake when he said your name. That. He said, "Look." He said, "Marvin."
You can't. I can do that, nigga, but you can't.
Bill Cosby went to court
nigga,
today.
Nigga, you're selling Jello
you look
or
like
comics,
a flaming
y'all hear about
on
that?
On steroids.
What happened? Now listen, hold up. What'd you
Bill
say?
Bill Cosby was at the trial today.
Oh, really? And what happened?
Oh, nothing, man. You know, the jury was in there, and I guess the person, accuser, was on the stand.
What'd she say?
Just giving her testimony of what exactly happened between her and Bill. So,
was it juicy?
Well, they didn't deliberate exactly or give no facts about exactly what she said, but she was on stand just giving her a description of what had took place. And
what did Bill ass say?
I can tell you what Bill said, man. I mean, can we do a quick iteration? Like, you're the judge and you're the witness, and I'm Bill.
I'm the judge.
We make the rules, sissy.
I'm gonna tell you.
Get you some chapstick.
Shut the fuck up.
Get this nigga some chapstick.
Give me some chapstick. Can you stay off my lips?
Yeah, they said
hey,
that.
Are you a homosexual?
Look like you've been kissing ashtrays.
Bill's wife wasn't at court today, though. They said she wasn't.
Camille wasn't there?
Yeah.
Camille. Oh,
they made a big thing to
Camille.
Do out of that.
I used to fuck Camille.
That's good.
Yeah, really bro, good. You probably as blistered your dick
got her
jacket
name
on thinking about Camille.
I actually did used to fuck Camille.
Probably.
Did she put a pudding pop in your
you
ass?
Used to fuck Camille,
we getting
too.
Ready, we getting ready to end this show, and we will be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Next Tuesday right here on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Don't forget to subscribe on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Press the subscribe button. Also subscribe at Morris Media Live.
That's right.
And we're going to be back next Tuesday. We're going to tell you all about the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl, which we are attending, and we will be getting loaded.
You can't leave until you leave. You got to show the tattoo, man.
You got a tattoo? Hey, what kind of tattoo?
I'm talking about the tattoo on your back of Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. I got Bill Cosby's wife tattooed on my
back. No, you got Bill Cosby butt naked.
Are you serious?
Butt naked on my back. Yeah, listen, man.
That's what took y'all so long?
In prison, people, men get tattoos of women on their back so somebody behind them can stare at the woman.
Well, I'm sorry. What was that again, sir?
In prison, men to get tattoos on their back is for other men behind them to stare at the woman that's tattooed on their back.
Give them something to look at.
So what are you trying to say, sir?
That's a real fact.
Oh, well, it's not a fact in
now you're going to say, oh, I don't have one. I just erased it this morning.
It's not a fact in my world. Nor have I ever been in prison, sir.
Thank you.
Ever.
So if you out here on the streets, don't get tattoos of women on your back. Because it might be a predator. Yeah. Like your boy Fleece.
Tattoos.
Fleece, the booty bandit.
The booty bandit.
I like you. Yeah. And I like you. I want you.
And I'm going to get you.
Tattoos. Now we can do it as the ears and
all the hard way.
All the hard way.
And you know Fleece is out now. So watch out.
The choice is up to you.
And be safe, everybody.
What man has the new Diddy tattoo with some big juicy lips IG. On the back of his neck?
Why the lips got to be juicy? His shit, if he had lips, they'd be the ashy on it.
Well, actually, well, I do have lips. Well, no longer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you.
Peace to the world.
On the lounge.
Yeah. That's true. Like on pro.